It was a festive occasion in the City Hall's Grand Rotunda. That's where the 100th anniversary of Planned Parenthood was celebrated. New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito.
Being here today, we are basically saying that women's reproductive health is non-negotiable. We will not allow our bodies to be used as political pawns. We will not be shamed, right, into silence. And in this political climate, that is clearly what some are attempting to do. So we have made progress. We're talking about certain issues more publicly than we had in the past. But obviously, the work is not done.
Mark-Viverito points to Planned Parenthood's long history addressing women's needs in New York.
Planned Parenthood has always strived to provide services to all women in need and focused many of their efforts on immigrant women in New York City. So in particular, their Promotoras de Salud program trains neighborhood residents to serve as peer health educators and advocates for their communities. And the program has increased access to sexual and reproductive health for Latinas in the city of New York, and I'm really proud of that work. The Young Women's Initiative, funded by the New York City Council, is another one of Planned Parenthood's efforts to provide women with contraceptive services and education. They're going to be one of our partners in that initiative. So my colleagues and I on the New York City Council have always believed in Planned Parenthood and their various programs. And as a daughter of a feminist, raised in Puerto Rico in the 1970s, someone who was there in the front lines with my mother as she struggled to provide greater access to services for women, I thank Planned Parenthood for what they do.
Planned Parenthood began in 1916 in Brooklyn, in Brownsville. That's where Margaret Sanger opened the nation's first birth control clinic. Sanger saw women's lives stunted and unfulfilled, and she saw enough and said enough. She opened a storefront for women to get information about avoiding pregnancy. New York State Assembly member Latrice Walker represents Brownsville.
This is the neighborhood of Maya Lansky. This was the neighborhood of Lucky Luciano. And I want you to understand that they come from a street gang called the Amboy Street Gang. Right? So this is the atmosphere that she was opening up this clinic in. It wasn't a safe place for her. It wasn't just that it was unsafe for her because her actions were illegal and she had to worry about the threat of the police department. This was also one of the most notoriously dangerous blocks within the community that this clinic existed. But today, it brings me great joy to not only stand here amongst my leaders, my mentors, many of my colleagues who are here today, to speak of the wonders of Planned Parenthood. But this has also happened in the face where just recently in the New York State Assembly, one of my colleagues indicated that the most dangerous place for a black child is in their mother's womb. And this came as we were voting on and debating reproductive health care rights in our state. It was at that time that I made a courageous statement. And that statement allowed people to understand that as a high school student, I would sit in class with other high school students and we would talk about sex, because that was the only outlet that we had, each other. And if there was ever any serious question that any of us had, that question was answered on Court Street, right? At Planned Parenthood. And this was the only place that we can get any solace. It even went so far as we were too afraid to go home and talk about these issues to our own parents. So they used to have this thing, I don't know if they still do it now, but they would send the envelope home if they had to mail you something in a envelope that it might just have a star on it. Thank God for that star. Because my mom would have killed me if she knew where I had been. But it gave us an outlet. And then also at a very young age, I had an unintended pregnancy. And I made a decision at that moment because I said, you know what? This is our bodies, ourselves, our choice, and that ability to make that choice exists even for me. And I made that choice, and I had an abortion. I didn't become a zombie, right? There was nothing crazy that happened. It didn't take away my ability to be able to reproduce in the future.
Walker stands with her four-year-old at her side in the City Hall Rotunda. Cecile Richards is president of Planned Parenthood.
This is incredibly humbling to be here and think about that 100 years ago today, in the neighborhood, Brownsville neighborhood of Brooklyn, a nurse named Margaret Sanger, her sister Ethel, and their activist friend Fania Mandel opened the first ever birth control clinic. It was a storefront where if you had 10 cents, you could get a pamphlet about how to prevent pregnancy. And of course, it was 100% illegal. And from day one, and we have, of course, the old pictures, and some of them are probably shown today, you see women were lined up down the block, pushing baby strollers with babies on their shoulders in these long dresses, desperate to figure out how to prevent another pregnancy. 10 days later, an undercover cop posing as a mother busted Margaret, threw her in jail, where she taught all of her fellow inmates about how to prevent unintended pregnancy, and our movement began. And that's sort of the fighting spirit we've tried to carry forward ever since. So over the last 100 years, Planned Parenthood grew from that one storefront front clinic to more than 600 health centers all across the country, and we are in every single state in America. And each year, more than 2 million patients pass through our doors, thousands in New York alone. And 1 in 5 women in this country have come to Planned Parenthood for healthcare at some point in their lifetime. So, exactly. The great alumni of Planned Parenthood patients numbers in the tens of millions in America. And the exciting thing is, of course, that along the way, life for women in this country changed.
Cecile Richards says Planned Parenthood's first 100 years changed what's possible for women. In the second 100 years, the organization wants to make sure that all people have access to health care, no matter their zip code, race, immigration status, sexual orientation, or gender identity.